Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Par Tolles, the head of Tolles Development Company, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Par Tolles. He is the head of Tolles Development Company. You have a lot of projects all over the Reno area. Before we even get started, what are your current thoughts about where we are today as we tape this?
Yeah, I've used the term in the last couple of days. I still feel like we're a little bit in no man's land. And I listen to as many programs probably as you and read as much as you. And I remain undefined on timing and exactly where we're going. So as you know, we have about 125 tenants, probably half office, half retail. So we're intimately involved in conversations every day with how are we going to get revenue back going in these businesses. And it's, I think we got a little bit more ability to hold our breath, Sam, but it's going to get pretty dire with every week. I'm sure there's a good chart that I could tie to business closures or bankruptcies as each week goes on, but got a lot of small restaurants and bars. Some have been able to do to-go and keep a portion, say 25 to 30% of their revenue flowing, but the rest are closed. And so we spend a lot of time doing surveys, working with our tenants on getting their PPP checks. And that jet fuel, if you will, is helping them survive. But we're going to get to the point here where it's going to get very troublesome. It is troublesome, but it's going to get dire if we don't get reopened.
Well, and in addition to that, and it's something that you probably wouldn't mention, but I will, which is that you've given a lot of tenants a rent-free situation in these restaurants to help them keep going, and I know they're incredibly grateful to you for having done that.
Well, thank you. And yeah, I can get pretty emotional about it. I mean, these guys are our lifeblood, right? I mean, the system of real estate is the customer to the tenant pays rent to the landlord pays his mortgage. Unfortunately, we've had some lenders that have really worked with us, so the system, and I think there's a 90-day kind of friendliness between lender, owner, and we can now be friendly to tenant, and we've actually come out of pocket also for our tenants, but that cycle has to turn back on in order for the economy and for business just to work in a normal fashion.
You know, you and I have had many conversations over the last few years. I mean, in fact, we've been talking for many, many years, and there's been this huge excitement about what was going on in the state of Nevada in general and in Northern Nevada in particular. Midtown, where you own a lot of property, has been one of the hottest spots. How are your investors, the people who are giving you money to build businesses, how are they feeling at this point, and are they prepared to either put in more money or hang on to where they are?
Right. You know, I've got a great, we probably have about 50 investors, and in not all, in various projects, and they, all of them have been encouraging, and which has been really heartening to me in the sense of they call, they know that we're working hard, they know that it's going to be a bumpy road, and yes, they're prepared to support us. And real estate, like any investment, has its risks. This has probably been my third recession I've been through. I've done a lot of loan workouts. I'm hoping that we get to the point here by June or July where if the engine turns back on, that we don't have to go and repeat what we had to suffer through in 2008 through 12. But I'm very hopeful, and it's needed that we get turned on by June.
As you see the CDC guidelines, which is really what the state is following, do you think that these businesses can operate even at break even with the social distancing that's being required?
Great question. We can go through, let me give you a couple interesting statistics. So in 1920, our service employment was 26%. 2020, our service employment in the United States is 86%. So this pandemic is a laser-guided missile to the service industry. If you look at hotels and restaurants, both of which I'm involved in, it makes up about 10% of United States workforce, which translates into about 15% of employment. So if you have 30% unemployment in restaurant and hotels, you have 7% unemployment in the United States. So you translate that to Nevada, we only have one state that's more reliant on hotel and restaurants than us, and that's Hawaii. So all the statistics I just gave you from a country standpoint is greatly amplified for Nevada. I think gaming is going to really be the innovator here, and they're going to lead the way for innovation on how they can fit as many people as possible into a space safely. I think we need to watch their innovation. Restaurants have they're priced to perfection, and most of these small business owners don't have a lot of savings. So it's going to be tricky. My hope is that we can get somewhere to 75%. That's my hope here. And this isn't going to last forever. I think, between sanitization and masks are going to be the key. Masks should be kind of our flag of social responsibility. And those two will go away. But we've got to play by the rules when we do open up, and so that we can get from that. It will start at 50%, I think. I think you'll have a big rush back in employment and people that want to be out and socialized at about 50%. And then we have to work really hard at staying safe to get from that 50 upward to 75 and then on from there. And hopefully by that time, testing, vaccine will kick in and we'll be able to get back to normal.
We've not had an opportunity yet to see what gaming will do yet, although obviously, and the governor is working with the major casinos on the Strip to come up with all the preparations they need to be able to open safely. But we do have an example with the Costcos, the Walmarts, and other stores and medical offices that have remained open to see that the social distancing is certainly making, and I'm just saying this from a personal point of view, I feel comfortable going into a grocery store. I feel comfortable going into a doctor's office at this point in time because they are not overcrowded. They are holding people at the front door if there's too many people trying to get in at one time. And so I think that as we increase the comfort level for people, they will feel comfortable because, as you say, there is this incredible pent-up demand. People are going nuts at home right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I think you're seeing our country and the world really fall into line and show responsibility. And I think we got to give ourselves a little bit more credit. I mean, I've been to the same stores you have, and as I have gone in to go at restaurants, et cetera, people line up appropriately. They put on their masks. If people are too close, I see as passerbys on running trails, people put up their mask. And there's a personality type that I think is a little bit more timid and worried. You and I think, are a little bit more comfortable. That's why I'm here.
That's the polite word.
That's why I'm here today. But I think, I fall in the line too. And I'm very conscious. I keep a mask in my car. And when I'm out, I play by the rules. And I think that's going to be, playing by the rules is going to be our key to keeping the momentum going so that we don't have a repeat of what's happened.
No, and I absolutely agree with you. I think the other thing that has to fall in line, and I've talked to several members of the media about this, which is that the media has done an incredible job of spreading word that people need to be responsible, they need to stay home, and all the things that the government has said we need to do to keep this virus and not overwhelming our hospital system.
Right.
And I think that the public has done an incredible job of that. I think now it is the media's responsibility to give context to what's going on so that people understand that, you know, for every person that's sick, there are a lot of people who aren't sick.
Yes.
For everybody who's sick, those are not resulting in deaths. We have to lay out the statistics because that, like the stock market, like people who invest in your businesses, that's where the confidence comes from, right?
Yes. So as you and I chatted quickly before, the statistics in Washoe are incredibly important to analyze. My wife has been spending the last week 10 hours a day with this nursing home crisis.
And let's point out that your wife is Assemblywoman Jill Tolles.
Yes,
right now.
And it's horrible what's happened there. But half of our deaths in Washoe County have come from one hotspot. So rounding, if we have 30 deaths, 15 come from a hotspot. We're tracking our reopening based on these statistics. We can't just paint everything with one broad brush. Washoe County actually has a very, very low death rate. If you take the 15 that weren't part of the nursing home and then layer in pre-existing conditions to that, we're actually doing better than most. And that's where I really go back to, we've got to have a local county-wide authority given by the state to really report back to the governor and have the governor listen and allow different openings at different. Elko is different than Washoe. Washoe is different than Las Vegas. And it's so important that we really study those statistics and then act accordingly.
And in Reno, we have seen Renown, the major hospital, build a facility in a parking garage to hospitalize 1,400 people. It is almost not being used at all. There were plans to open up the convention center as additional medical space. That has been postponed until such time as it might or might not be needed. In Las Vegas, they built 600 beds for the homeless, and the occupation was minimal. There were plans to open up the convention center in Las Vegas. That was also not needed. And now the governor is allowing medical treatments to continue that are not coronavirus related.
Right.
So I think that this is where the media and the majority of people these days get their news from television, that there's a huge responsibility on television news to be realistic and not be behind the curve as so many times they have been, but be in front of the curve to say, hey, this is where we really are, and this is why you can have confidence that you can do more.
Think of the irony. Most of my guys that work for me are married to nurses. I think all of them are except one.
And it's not a company rule, is it?
Many of them, those nurses are being sent home because there's not enough to do.
Right.
And so now we actually have a healthcare issue where they're not making the money that they need to make. I'm on the board of one of the hospitals, and they're worried about many of the doctors starting to go out of business because they can't perform elective surgery or actually have people come in and perform their duties. So here we have this pending healthcare crisis, and we have doctors that are in the same position as some of the small business owners and restaurants and bars that we have.
All right, let's take a break. Sure. We'll come back more with Part Tolles after this timeout.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Parr Tolles. He's the head of Tolles Development Company, involved in all kinds of real estate. Let's talk about malls. You know, Simon Mall, which is the largest mall company in the country, has Fashion Show Mall in Las Vegas, has Meadowood Mall in Reno. They had laid out plans to open up malls across the country, and yet at this point in time, we're not seeing malls being allowed to open up in Nevada. When do you think it's going to be an appropriate time, and do you have concerns that the mall industry is in danger?
I had concerns that the mall industry was in danger before pre-COVID. And I think, like many things, COVID is going to put those that were already in trouble. You saw J. Crew file yesterday, Neiman Marcus's, I think, has filed, JCPenney's on the edge. Those that were heavy laden with debt, that were in trouble, COVID is kind of the thing that's going to push them over the edge. I think outdoor malls, so if you compare, say, a Meadowood with a Summit, or even the mall, the shopping area that we're building, Ranchera, is very outdoor focused. There was a great interview on CNBC with Rick Caruso, who's kind of the outdoor mall expert in Southern California. And he is very bullish on shopping districts that have parks and an outdoor focus and plazas versus the malls that are forcing everybody in. So I think you're gonna see a lot of people feel more comfortable when they have, back to the social distancing, when they can spread out, when they can go outside, where there's outdoor dining. I think the malls themselves, again, I think there'll be appropriate sanitization put in place. I mean, we're going to be the cleanest country
in the world.
In the world.
Literally.
Right? And I think they're going to do appropriate things. But I think being indoors, cooped up, until there's testing and vaccine, that's going to fall behind those that have more access to the outdoors.
And I think that two professions that should see a boom because they are really needed is marketing and sales. Now, within your company, obviously, because of the amount of business that you've been doing the last few years, you have that part down. But as I look around at other companies, and I see, you know, the sales efforts are awful, and the marketing efforts are awful.
Yes.
It's really stunning, and I think part of it is that we saw an economy that was doing so well that you almost didn't need to be doing sales and marketing because it was, you know, do I have the product in stock? And if I do, this is what you're going to pay for
right.
it. Whereas now, it's we need to cut a deal.
Right.
And for example, for advertising, there's been never a better time to buy advertising because every television, radio station, newspaper is going to cut you a deal. And yet, the marketing efforts are not close to what
they
should be.
Great point. I've seen some really good creativity with some of our tenants. I'll give you two examples. One, we have a bar called the Emerson, and he's a mixologist. And so he's bottled a lot of his drinks, but given them names. You can go buy the drinks. We did yesterday for Cinco de Mayo. We bought a case of his margarita mix. And so they've really been innovative in being able to still, again, bring in some revenue through making drinks. If you look at Granite Street Eatery, who has turned themselves into a market. So you can get your to-go food, but you can also get a variety of other things that you would get in the grocery store. And then if you look at Mark Estes, we got to-go the other night at Liberty, which is a popular place in downtown Reno. And he has a YouTube video which accompanies each of his meals to show you how to cook it. So necessity being the mother of invention, you're seeing some of these folks that are really looking at this as an opportunity on how to differentiate themselves from their competition. You've seen some really interesting, fun, creative things that have drawn me to want to give them my business.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with Parr Tolles after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Parr Tolles, head of Tolles Development Company. Creativity is the thing that the United States is number one in my opinion. I mean, you look at the IT industry, you look at every area. When we get into trouble, we come up with creative ideas. I don't know how long it's going to take for us to get out of this, and I hope your timeline is better than others that have been put out there. But I think that we are going to see a new world. I mean, is that the sense that you get?
Yes, and if you don't think we're going to see a new world, then you really have your head in the sand. And again, I mentioned my no man's land. You're starting to see creative invention. You're starting to see things that are going to allow people to reopen, allow business to open, but it's going to be different. I mean, you can see the shields that they're coming up with planes, right? And how they're going to face the seats differently. What do they do with the middle seat? You're going to see restaurant plexiglass and sneeze shields between server and patron. And it's just going to be a new normal. And it's going to, just like September 11th, Sam, I mean, the TSA experience has become part of our life. The COVID experience will be part of our life. Again, when vaccine and testing become, and trace tracking, I guess they call it, is the norm, then you're going to see some of the creativity, maybe those can be dampened down a little bit, and our normal pre-COVID will come back a little bit. But no, it's going to be different.
You know, as you said earlier, context is something I'm really trying to bring to this program so that people can understand. You mentioned earlier that you have been through several crises in real estate over the years. The bottom line is we came through all of them, and not only did we come through all of them across the state, but we thrived. And isn't that going to be where we're going to come again?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, pain is uncomfortable, but pain produces greatness. And you're going to see leaders, and I've seen Governor Cuomo is a great example, a guy that's really stepped up and led. We would have never known much about him, but he's on TV every day. I've seen Bob Lucey step out and lead, effectively. And you're seeing people and many business leaders that are out there serving meals. I sit back and I was like, I didn't know you had that in you, and you do. And watching how you're conducting yourself in a time of crisis, and the selflessness that you're showing in a time of crisis, I want to know you more. I want to do business with you. And this is what difficult times produce. And you're going to see, there's that great line in The River Runs Through It where Brad Pitt says, "Brother, I'll never leave Montana." And through this crisis, I told Jill, I said, we'll never leave Reno. I mean, the intimacy that we've created and the bond that we've created, even in the last 60 days going through some very difficult times and dealing with some others that have had some, you know, been affected a lot more than we have. We're part of this community, and this community will pull through. It has, it will, the country will, but Reno itself, we were on the verge of really tipping to something different and great, and we will get back there sooner than we think.
And long-term development, we have less than 30 seconds, but long-term development is moving ahead without stopping, and thankfully the governor did not shut down construction.
Right.
And so we are going to see the benefits of that over the coming next years, and it's not the next year or two, it's 5-10 years down the road. So the continued growth of Nevada and potentially Las Vegas finally seeing more, much more diversification than it saw before.
Yeah, you've talked about the ricochet effect back to our need for diversification. You know, we're obviously a state that relies way too heavily on gaming. That's for another show. But we will see economic diversity become in vogue again, and whatever we need to do to recreate the Tesla opportunity or recreate the Google opportunity, that is going to be top of mind come the legislative session. And we need to be ready to really continue to broaden the footprint of the businesses that we have both in southern and northern Nevada.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you, sir. And thank you for all you're doing to help all the people you're working with. We do appreciate it. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.